Awakening hearing.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Anderson here. Now, there's no summary, and given your proof of the evidence, I've suggested that we just move over to questions.
Yes, that's fine. Well, my fellow commissioners said they have any questions. I'm just in paragraph 3.2 here. You say a councillor may ameliorate the need to invest in the car park. Is there any? Would the gondola be a reason not to increase car parking, or is there?
Yeah, no, sorry, first, thank you for accommodating my timing. If the gondola goes ahead, there's no doubt we won't need as many car parks. We're considering expansion of the ski area currently, and part of that expansion will be additional car parking. However, if the gondola becomes a greater certainty, we would certainly start to look at reducing our plans for needing to move the mountain around to make flat space.
So you may need some additional car parks, but not as many as you would otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, the use of the gondola for ski area patrons will depend on the pricing of getting up there. It's going to be, it's quite elastic to that. So we would still need to think about additional car parking, but it would definitely reduce the impact of what we would need to do.
To what extent are those off-season opportunities available now using the road, and how would it be different having the gondola as an option?
Sure, so the off-season activities are limited to activities where no further investment has been required. So, for example, we haven't looked to build mountain biking tracks. We haven't invested in plants such as mountain buggies or other mountain biking things. There's not the volume of people coming up to require guided walking as yet. But there are people, we call free independent travellers, who will drive up our road and walk up to Lake Alta. Maybe they just drive up the road and look at the view. Some more hardy people may walk up to the front face of the Remarkables. That's possible somewhere in winter. If the gondola went ahead, it would make it more accessible to a different level of tourists, so perhaps tourists who wouldn't otherwise want to drive that road. And just as an aside, our public transport takes a lot of overseas visitors up there, particularly Australians, because they are pretty terrified of it, to be blunt. We put guardrails and made the road as safe as possible, but that doesn't take away that fear factor of a mountain road when people from North America or Australia just aren't used to that. So if we go back to, if the gondola goes ahead, it opens up the opportunity for us to run our base building 365 days a year. So for a start, you've got mountaintop restaurant and cafe facilities. But even further than that, you could look at guided walks up around Lake Alta. You could look at the chairlift that goes up Shadow Basin. There's a short walk from the top of that to the front face of the Remarkables, which is where we believe people would really want to get to. One of the other existing chairlifts, Kirby Basin, could take foot passengers up with beautiful views of Lake Alta, so an alpine lake, which a lot of people haven't seen. It's a different experience. It takes them into in a reasonably easy way into a mountain environment. Yeah, so there's definitely further opportunities here, and we'd be excited to look into those.
No, I just understand paragraph G very well now, thank you.
Thank you.
Just following that up, it's not so much a question, it's an observation you can comment on. I've been to sort of ski fields in Canada in the summer. I'm not a skier, where they run summer programs, thinking of Grouse Mountain and Vancouver, for example, you might know.
Yes.
That sort of thing. Yeah, you're talking about. You're talking about that sort of level of activity. And
I'm not sure exactly what Grouse Mountain does. I have got a lot of colleagues. We're in a group called the Mountain Collective, which have got a lot of North American resorts. And a lot of the North American resorts drive their summer programs off their accommodation that's available in resort. So, for example, Whistler has got a very big hotel accommodation base. So they will run the mountain and all kinds of activities to fill that accommodation base. We're a little different. So to date, we haven't done that because we haven't had good linkages to accommodation. But if the gondola goes ahead and we get hotels right at the bottom, that actually opens up that opportunity.
Grouse Mountain is perhaps more like the skyline, except there is a bit of a ski field up there, nothing like Whistler.
Yep, so close to town.
They had a big base building up there, they ran a quite extensive summer program, they both zip lines and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
And environmental education.
Yep.
Good things up there. And it's big advantage as it comes out right out of Vancouver.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, one of the reasons we have tried, for example, mountain biking up at Coronet Peak, but you're in essence competing with the activity that comes straight out of Skyline. So unless it's someone who wants to go up and ride a real mountain, which is actually a reasonably narrow market, you know, one of the secrets of tourism is making the attraction as easy for the customer to access as possible. And the gondola absolutely assists us in that regard.
Well, the other interesting thing about Grouse Mountain is that the gondola has two cars that hold 150 people.
A tramway.
Yeah.
Yeah, aerial tramway. Yeah. Yep.
Just what I wanted to ask, is there anything that you would like me to address in particular and assist you with in that closing? I've got a pretty good sense of matters I want to touch on. If there's anything in particular.
There's nothing that I'd like to address.
Nothing
that's
like to give
some
extra evidence.
I don't know, I try not to give any.
I don't want to get extra evidence, because if you have extra evidence, we might want to have questions about it.
That's right. That's helpful. Well, I'll attend to that as quick as I can.
Okay.
Through the end.
And in that case, I will adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Thanks, sir.